Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, November 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, on track to go cash flow positive. Beeline Holdings, Inc., a technology-forward mortgage and title platform, recently announced that it is on track to go cash flow positive by Q1 2026. CEO and co-founder Nick Luza discussed the company's progress on the Tech Media Wire podcast, highlighting the investments made in the development of their product. Beeline recently paid off all its debts, showing confidence in their offerings. Leveraging AI and automation, Beeline aims to simplify home financing for real estate investors and home buyers alike. For more information on Beeline Holdings, visit their newsroom online.
Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, reports record lock day following Fed rate cut, expands blockchain-based home equity platform. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, recently locked 21 loans totaling nearly $8 million on the same day the Federal Reserve announced a 25 basis point rate cut. The company also launched Beeline Equity, a blockchain-based platform allowing homeowners debt-free access to their property value. CEO Nick Luza and CFO Chris Moe will discuss these achievements during a Q3 2025 stakeholder update call on November 10th. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, saw record performance at the end of October 2025, with the locking of 21 loans, signaling positive traction and growth potential after enduring a challenging housing market. The company anticipates reaching cash flow positivity in early 2026, supported by an AI-driven lending infrastructure and expanding customer base.
Brodsky and Avery Hall's 499 President announces three more retail tenants. 499 President, a rental community in Gowanus, announces three new retail partners: Union Market, Corto, and Spear Physical Therapy. These additions join Pauly Gies and Royal Palms Shuffleboard, creating a diverse commercial space. Union Market will open a flagship grocery store, while Corto brings Italian cuisine and Spear Physical Therapy offers rehabilitation services. The development aims to provide a well-rounded lifestyle for residents and the Gowanus community. For more information, visit 499president.com. GL Homes founder Ichko Ezrati honored for visionary leadership and community contributions. GL Homes founder and chairman Ichko Ezrati has been honored for his visionary leadership and community contributions. Ichko's decades of leadership have shaped GL Homes into a respected and community-focused organization. His philosophy emphasizes integrity, quality, and responsible growth, positioning GL Homes as a model for development in Florida. Under Ichko's direction, the company's smart planning approach creates vibrant neighborhoods with environmental respect. GL Homes philanthropy supports local nonprofits for hunger relief, affordable housing, education, and family wellness. Ichko's commitment to community impact sets a standard for progress with purpose. GL Homes President Misha Ezrati continues this legacy, ensuring the company's success strengthens Florida communities. For more information, visit homes.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.